Chapter 8. Extending Para Across Multiple Platforms. One of the key features of Para is that it's universal. It works across every platform where information can be stored, for any kind of information you might want to save, and is accessible on any device. I noticed that even the most organized people often make a fatal error. They use a different organizing system in each and every place where they keep information. Their to-do list is organized one way, their computer another, their cloud storage yet another, and their notes app, you get the picture. This is problematic because every organizational system has overhead, a certain amount of cognitive effort required to maintain and use it. Even if each different organizing method makes sense in isolation, when combined, they create a crushing mental load that not even the world's smartest people can withstand. In contrast, Para is platform agnostic, meaning it is one system that can be implemented everywhere, including your to-do list app, your computer file system or documents folder, your cloud storage drive, your digital note-taking app, and other platforms where information is stored. This universality allows you to extend the same Para folders across every platform you use. Here's why this is important. You will always need to use multiple platforms to do your work and live your life. Most projects you take on and areas you manage will involve different kinds of content, each of which needs to be stored on a platform that's suited to it. For example, if you are publishing a research report on an emerging industry, you'll likely have data you're drawing on, which might be saved in a spreadsheet application, photos of popular products, which would be stored in a dedicated photo application, notes from your conversations with knowledgeable experts, saved in a note-taking app, PDFs of industry publications in your documents folder, and a list of next steps you're contemplating in a to-do list app. Technology is advancing too quickly on too many fronts for any one app to fulfill every need. Instead of fighting the tide and looking for one app to rule them all, use as many apps as you like, while replicating the same structure across every single one. I recommend doing so down to the exact same spelling, punctuation, and capitalization so that you can mentally transition between platforms as seamlessly as possible. This way you can take advantage of the unique capabilities of each platform you might want to use without sacrificing coherence and consistency in the way you relate to information. Para perfectly mirrors the structure of your life across every platform you use. Rather than forcing your life to fit into the opinions and preferences of whatever tool you happen to be using, I advise you to do the opposite. Decide how you want to order your life and work, and then ask how your tools can support that. How to know where to put a given item. Since you'll have the same Para categories across multiple platforms, the next obvious question is, how do I know on which platform a given item should be saved? I use the following rules of thumb to tell me which digital storage medium is best for any given piece of information. 1. If it's an appointment or meeting happening at a specific time, it goes on my calendar. 2. If it's a task that I can complete anytime, it goes in my to-do list app. 3. If it's text, it goes in my note-taking app, since that offers the best search function by which to find it again. 4. If it's content that I'll be collaborating on with others, it goes in my cloud storage drive, such as Microsoft 365 or Google Workspace. 5. If it can't go in any of the above locations, because it's too large or a specialized file type, for example, then it goes in my computer's file system, the documents folder. Note that 4 of the platforms I've just mentioned are organized using Para. The to-do list app, project scenarios only, since these are the two categories that have tasks associated with them. The note-taking app, the cloud storage drive, and the computer file system. Whereas the calendar is time-based, so it makes more sense to organize it chronologically by date. Here's a flowchart you can use to decide where to put a given item. Is it an appointment or meeting? If yes, put it on the calendar. If no, ask yourself, is it a task? If yes, it goes on the to-do list app. If no, ask yourself, is it a piece of text? If yes, it can go in a note-taking app. If no, ask yourself, is it content for a collaboration? If yes, it can go on a cloud storage drive. If no, it goes in your computer's file system. There is one exception to this. If I want to save a sensitive piece of information, a tax document, credit card details, medical data, or passwords, for example, I save it in an encrypted password manager app to make sure no one can access it except me. The benefits of a cross-platform system. At this point, some people will wonder, do I really have to create corresponding identical folders on all platforms? And the answer is absolutely not. First, you should create a folder on any platform only when you have something to put in it. Otherwise, you'll just end up creating a maze of empty folders that clutter your workspace while leading nowhere. It takes mere seconds to create a new folder anyway, so you should do so only if and when it's needed. Second, there is no reason that a given category should have corresponding folders across multiple platforms at all. For example, the recordings of my Zoom calls are automatically saved in a resource folder on my computer, but I certainly don't need a Zoom recordings folder elsewhere. Many categories of information can exist on only one platform. Extend them across multiple platforms only if needed to move a project forward. I know it may seem like a waste of time to manually create the same folders in the different places where you store information. It does take a little extra effort, but in return, you gain a tremendous benefit. You are not stuck with any single platform. I was once working on a major consulting project for a large telecommunications company when, without warning, the project management platform we were using stopped working. They had been acquired by a large tech company, which had decided to shut down the product abruptly. While the rest of my team was in disarray, I was able to pivot to a new platform within minutes because my projects and areas already existed independently of any particular software program. The landscape of productivity software is always changing, but that doesn't mean your organizing methods have to change. If a feature you depend on stops working, or the policies or pricing of a platform unexpectedly change, that affects only one platform. With Pera, any risk or vulnerability is limited to just one part of your digital life and doesn't automatically knock out all the others. Pera is a cross-platform system for one simple reason. Your projects are cross-platform. You'll rarely use just one app to bring a project to completion. Pera provides a way to tie together the information you'll need to access, even though it's stored in multiple places. Imagine what would be possible if the multiplicity of software tools you use wasn't a problem because they all worked together in harmony with each other. How would your work change if every tool at your disposal was propelling you forward and easing the path toward the future you want to create?